What are the types of things that can be done in areas of the world as were suggested by our minister from India today?
Well, Chief Minister Dr. Reddy from Andhra Pradesh made it very clear what he's doing in a leadership role to provide his farmers, and there are many millions of them, very, very small farmers, to make progress. And he is using, I think, some state support very wisely to assist them in water supplies, assist them in electricity supplies, to enable them to just get a little more and have a little more prosperity, because in the main they're very, very poor. So you have a huge distinction between the needs of farmers in India and farmers in the United States or in New Zealand. There's a world of difference, and we have to recognize that in policy development.
So what can be done by the group that's here in looking at this whole idea of investing more in agriculture on a worldwide basis? What do you hope to try to accomplish here?
To energize people to think differently and to see a world that they are part of. It's a totally interconnected world. No country now is an island by itself. And the need for cooperation between all aspects of the world community is the essential ingredient. We've got a very large population now. It's going to be much larger by the 20th century. We've got new demands on land and water, and that is biofuels, which is growing apace. We've got the enormous question of global warming and climate change, and that impacts on land and the production of greenhouse gases, which agriculture does produce as well. So this is to try and get energy, empower people to think differently. We want people thinking differently when they leave this Congress.
Looking at your own country, is there anything you'd like us to know that you're doing in this area that maybe you're especially proud of or would like to point out?
Well, one of the ironical challenges is, in fact, to reduce the methane emission from grazing livestock. Everybody thinks green hills and cattle and sheep, on that's wonderful, that's the environment perfect. That is a very large source of methane emissions, those animals, and that, of course, is a very serious greenhouse gas effect. So our New Zealand scientists are leading the research in this area to reduce the methane emissions from grazing livestock. Who would have thought we'd be looking at that 10 years ago? We are now. It's at the forefront of many of the discussions.
So as chairman of the World Agricultural Forum, your thoughts on how this organization has helped in especially in this area, and as you look to the future, the role that it will play in the world discussion?
It's a forum to bring leaders together. We have no agenda. In other words, we're not biased one way or another. We want leaders to come here, share their knowledge, listen to others, and take away a new idea to implement to meet the global needs of the human family. I mean, this is what we want them to do. We're a neutral forum, but we are a generator of ideas, or we distill ideas, so that leaders across the spectrum, from governments across to NGOs, farm leaders, can see new possibilities, because I'm an optimist. I'm sure we can meet the needs as long as we explore all the opportunities that are out there, and that's what we want this forum to do.
Thank you very much, Chairman Bolger, here at the World Agricultural Forum.